you know, for both red and blue, and boy, it's a regal color, far and away above everybody else's. But folks, it's also scary times. And the bottom line is this: if Kamala Harris becomes president of the United States, God forbid, but let's face it, we have not reconciled computer cheating, harvesting ballots cheating. What's the other one when you ask for a ballot and you live in a foreign country?
Absentee, no, that's not
Anyway, they're just sending these ballots out by the
it.
millions to people who are not here and foreigners that want to vote. And those are going to come in like crazy. And now both sides are saying to vote early. And they used to say, no, that was the devil.
And
So,
off.
vote early and vote often. I'm not getting too much of this except entertainment value. And really, I would really like to hear Trump say, I'm not going to stop taxes on tips, which helps a very small percentage of the country. And we're not going to do taxes on Social Security payments from the government. You know, both of those are fine and well, but it still serves a small percentage of the population. And I would like to say something like this to Trump. If you're really going to do something for America, abolish the IRS and get these bullies out of our lives. And change the tax structure where it's really honest and fair. And if the federal government would stay within its means and follow constitutional laws regarding financial transactions that the federal government is allowed to have, then we would not need a federal income tax. And why did the federal income tax start in the first place? To help fund World War I. And it was, if I remember correctly, it was a 2% tax. 2%.
Only on the upper, I mean, you had to, I think at that time you had to make something like $900,000 a year to make to be taxed. It
Yeah,
was
back
really
then that would be a very, very small
massive amount of money.
portion.
It
Yeah,
fell very
but
quickly.
it's not supposed to even exist, and it never was, and it's something that was supposed to be abolished after World War I, and then of course they immediately started World War II. And we need to keep it. And then, so what did they do? They just keep making it bigger, 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 bigger. And here we are with this monster biting us all on the backside. And what do we know now? We know that every penny that taxpayers pay is going to the corrupt spending practices of these Washington, D.C. criminals. And so for Trump not to be more forthright and bold about those situations and those issues, instead of picking away at these little things, he should just come out and say it. Folks, the income tax is wrong and immoral and should never have happened. Tell the history about it and say, I'm going to do everything I can to stop it and to abolish the IRS, which has no authority to exist in the first place.